Hey, what's up, everybody? Thank you for tuning in to another episode of The One Man Show. I'm your host, Kay Salozzi. How's everybody doing today? Hopefully everybody's doing good. Today is episode 4B. We are going to continue with Dr. Yusuf. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
We're going to be talking about Islam and going through a series of questions that we had from last time. We got through four or five, maybe six questions, and we're kind of basically building up the background of what Islam is and some of the hot questions that we're constantly asked. Dr. Yusuf here is an expert. For those just tuning in, can you kind of just give us a little bit background about yourself again and your credentials?
Sure. So I have a few graduate degrees in theology and history and Islamic studies, and I'm also a lecturer, assistant professor, and teacher for various seminaries and colleges, avenues, educational avenues.
Good, good. Yeah, so we have an expert in theology. You also said you had a PhD and a master's degree in theology and...
And sciences of historical narrations.
Yeah. Two masters and then two PhDs. MashaAllah. Yeah. Well, you're the perfect person to come to.
So kind of
for those who were here for last episode, they kind of got to hear your expertise in religion and even in not just in Islam, but also in Christianity and Judaism. And you said that you have read all the books.
That's correct. Yeah.
MashaAllah. MashaAllah. Okay. Well, so we're just going to go. We're going to dive right into it.
Sure.
We're going to go ahead and start with the questions. The last question I asked you is, what do Muslims believe about Jesus? And so we're going to continue on from there and work our way down through whatever it is that we can get to.
Yeah.
So thank you for coming back.
Well, thank you.
Really
for
appreciate
me.
It. Yeah. All right. So question, what does the why does the Quran talk about Jesus more often than Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam?
All right. Great question. So
is that true, first of all?
Yeah, I think people are slightly unaware of two things. Sometimes we think someone is being talked about because their name is addressed versus someone who is talked about not necessarily by direct namage, but instead synonyms or reflections of that person. So the Quran is full of reflections addressing the Prophet Muhammad
ﷺ,
using his first name a few times,
but
particularly by status and role. So you find verses, for example, Ya ayyuhan Nabi, O Prophet, Ya ayyuhan Rasul, O Messenger of God, Ya ayyuhan Muddathir, Qum fa'andhir, one who is rapt due to the initial state of slight fright because of the revelation first initiated to him, Ya ayyuhan Muzzammil, etc. So you find that the Quran addresses the Prophet Muhammad on numerous occasions, but the usage of his name occurs just a few times.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
They're mainly it's not only do they use his name, but God gives him titles,
statuses, circumstances,
yes, and that's mentioned. So combining his names and his titles, would that be more than Jesus?
Yeah, it would be.
Oh, okay.
Very much
okay.
So. Yeah.
So the question really is
by name.
Know.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's the thing. I think some people have gotten slightly confused about that, is because of how the literary addressing is set up in the Quran. It is true that Jesus is mentioned quite a bit. There's no doubt about that. But the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is mentioned more.
So why is Jesus mentioned so much?
So we have to look into a historical sense a number of things here. So the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is born approximately the year 570 AD. And it is said that, depending on your opinion, Jesus is, say, elevated to the heavens, depending on the opinion you hold, at the age of 33, approximately.
Okay.
So you look to this particular time frame, the year of the Lord, and Jesus' elevation and the birth of the Prophet Muhammad, and you can see that the time frame between the two isn't too far apart. We'd say approximately, 537 years or so between them. Approximately.
Okay.
So, and during this time period, for which is between Jesus and the Prophet Muhammad, many things occurred, but still available was the concept of monotheism throughout history.
Okay.
And over time, say 300 years after Jesus, we had discussed this slightly in our previous episode.
Correct.
There was a council for which people tried to make Christianity an orthodoxy. And in this orthodoxy, they basically said, this is what our belief is, this is our tenets, and those that hold a different opinion, such as the Arianists or Arianism, are basically heretics, people outside of innovators.